Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Dragon's Breath by E.D. Baker.
Chapter 1. When I was a little girl, I dreamed about being a witch like my Aunt Grissina. I imagined that the next time a page stuck out his tongue at me, I'd wiggle my fingers and turn him into a salamander. If my nurse nagged me about the dirt on my clothes, I'd say a magic word and her voice would become a sparrow's chirp. If my mother scolded me for being clumsy and sent me to my chamber, I'd wave my hand, banishing her to some far-off cave guarded by trolls. I never did these things, of course, but I comforted myself with the thought that someday everyone who had been mean to me would be sorry. Someday I would be a witch, and no one would dare tell me that I wasn't as smart or pretty or graceful as a princess ought to be. Lately, I had decided that those dreams were a waste of time. Although my grandmother and aunt were both witches, my mother hated magic and let everyone know it. According to her, no self-respecting princess would ever be interested in magic, not if she really wanted to make something of herself. She threatened to send me to a convent if she ever saw me try it. "They'll know how to keep you too busy for such nonsense," she told me more than once. If it hadn't been for my Aunt Grissina, I might have given up my dream entirely. But she said I had a talent that shouldn't be ignored. I resolved not to tell my mother I planned to study magic, and my attempts remained a secret between my aunt and me. In a way, I owed all the excitement in my life to my mother. Because she never seemed to want me around, I'd often wandered off to the swamp or to my aunt's tower chamber. Then, when my mother had tried to get me to marry a prince I couldn't stand, I hid in the swamp, unwilling to meet with him. There, I met Edric, a prince who'd been turned into a frog. I'd ended up kissing Edric, and that kiss had turned me into a frog as well. The morning after I returned home as a human, I was eager to work on my magic, if only to gain more control over my suddenly crazy life. I had never learned how to cook, so I thought I'd use a spell to make breakfast for Grissina and my no longer a frog friend, Prince Edric. I chose a recipe from one of Grissina's books, Wallanda's Big Book of Recipes, Potions, and Cooking Spells for the Inexperienced Witch. Time-tested, witch-approved. It was a simple spell, one that even I should have been able to handle. After fetching some peacock eggs from the kitchen, I hurried up the tower stairs to my aunt's rooms. Since my aunt often cooked her own meals, she already had everything else I needed. According to the directions, all I had to do was assemble the ingredients and the cooking spell would do the rest. Lil Stinker, a bat who had become a friend in my days of being a frog, greeted me at the door. The room was quiet. My aunt was probably still sleeping. I decided to use Grissina's magic pot. Made of iron and black with age, it heated itself until the food was cooked. I'd never known Grissina to burn anything when she used the pot, and I hoped the same would be true for me. Glancing from the pot to the book and back again, I was careful to read the spell aloud exactly as it was written. A pinch of this, a dash of that, a hint of lard, a dab of fat, a broken egg, no, make it three. One's not enough, as you can see. Drop them in a cooking pot. Add some spice, no, not a lot. Chop an onion, put it in, stir it once, then stir again. Heat the pot until it cooks. Sniff, then see how good it looks. Get the dishes, serve it all. Don't let the portions be too small. Cooking spells are fun to watch, but I enjoyed watching Lil even more. She chortled when the eggs cracked themselves and plopped into the pot. I heard her gasp when the onions broke into small pieces, then spiraled into the mixture with the spices. When I read sniff, the steam rising from the eggs wafted toward my nose, drifting past Lil.
"Smells good,"
she said, breathing deeply.
Now what do you do?
I'll taste them, just to be sure they're all right. Then we'll invite Grisina and Edric to breakfast. Although I'd used only 3 eggs, the magic recipe had doubled them, so there was more than enough for everyone. Wondering if it had doubled the spices as well, I nibbled a tiny morsel. It needed salt, so I glanced toward the shelves holding my aunt's supplies. A small salt cellar rested on a high shelf beside jars of dried herbs. Pleased by my success with the cooking spell, I pointed at it and said, "Salt cellar," expecting it to fly into my hands. Straightforward and simple. I didn't think anything could possibly go wrong.